You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. I am so excited it's Friday because there is so much on the go this weekend that I can't wait to share with you. I'm also going to be chatting today on the show one-on-one with Chef Jacques Coetzer from Urbanology. Now, Chef has come up with a brand new concept. It's called Project 150. And basically what he does is he's sourcing all his products and ingredients from local farmers and suppliers who are based within 150-kilometer radius from his restaurant Urbanology in Johannesburg. I think it's an absolutely great concept, promoting sustainability, supporting local farmers. So I'm going to catch up with Chef Jacques a little bit later in the show. And of course, I've got all your Easter events and must-knows that you can start planning for Easter weekend, which is of course next weekend. And I have a ton of giveaways planned as well, because what would Hang Out with Heather be without a ton of giveaways? You know I love to give stuff away. So let's kick off. This weekend, opening night tonight, I'm going through to Monte Cassino's Teatro to check out those incredible men in tutus. I cannot wait. I've been seeing all the hype on social media, and I am so excited for opening night tonight. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure you check it out. Johannesburg, your venue is the Teatro at Monte Cassino, as I said. Opening night tonight, Friday the 12th, running until Sunday the 14th of April, so you've only got 3 days. Tickets range from 200 to 400 Rand, and they are available on CompuTicket.com. And then Cape Town, next weekend is your turn, Thursday the 18th to Sunday the 21st of April. Your venue is the Opera House at the Artscape Theatre. Again, tickets start from 190 Rand and are available on CompuTicket.com. It is set to be an absolute hoot. Don't have FOMO. I suffer from the worst FOMO. Do not have FOMO. Make sure that you get your tickets now. So much excitement this weekend. Of course, Sam Smith is arriving in South Africa. Tickets are still available for Sunday's show, the 14th of April, up in Joburg. All the other shows are currently sold out. So if you're in Jersey and you haven't got your Sam Smith tickets yet and you want to get your Sam Smith tickets, make sure that you do that. So that is tickets only available for the 14th of April. Venue is the Ticket Pro Dome, and tickets start from 575 Rand. I don't even know how many tickets and what price category is still available, but do make sure that you get your tickets, and tickets are available on bigconcerts.co.za. Singer, songwriter, Sam Smith, exciting stuff indeed, and well done to my two competition winners who are going to be going through this Sunday to check him out. Now, if you, like me, love your Mathurde Cup Classique and you love your champagne, don't forget this weekend is the Joburg Cup Classique and Champagne Festival 2019. It is being hosted this Saturday, the 13th, and Sunday, the 14th of April, from 12 o'clock until 5 o'clock on both days at the Ananda Polo Club. So the event is sponsored by Sanlam Private Wealth, and it's going to be featuring some of SA's finest Mathurde Cup Classiques and a selection of France's best champagne houses and Italian Prosecco brands. I am so, so, so excited. Tickets are available on web tickets. They cost 380 Rand per person and includes a take-home bubbly glass as well as 10 tasting coupons. And I've generally found with these kind of events, I actually cannot even get through all my coupons. Like, I actually can't even finish all my coupons. So I'm super, super excited. There's a very chic garden party feel. There's a blue and white dress theme and some fabulous prizes for best dressed, including magnums of champagne, fragrance vouchers, and much, much more. And of course, there's going to be foods on sale from a variety of stalls and stations to satisfy your hunger pangs, and some live music to add to a blissful afternoon out in Joburg. So that is the Johannesburg Cup Classique and Champagne Festival this weekend at Ananda Polo Club. Now, I mentioned earlier that I caught up with Chef Jacques Coetzer from Urbanology. Now, Urbanology is located in Jersey's award-winning Mad Giant Brewery. They're in the One Fox Precinct in CBD district of Ferrerasdorp. And this neighborhood has seen quite a revival lately. It's really buzzy. It's really sort of quite an industrial feel, but the food is incredible. And what I love most is Chef Jacques' Project 150, which is just launched. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a sustainable project whereby he's supporting local farmers and producers within, so the most distance would be 150 kilometers away from Urbanology, but closer to if possible. And it's actually a great, great concept. And I wanted to find out a little bit more about what it's all about and how, as South Africans, we can also help sustainability and help to support local farmers as well. So have a listen as I chat to Chef Jacques from Urbanology.
Okay, so the nuts and bolts of it is I will only be sourcing produce from 150 kilometer radius around the restaurant. This excludes condiments like dry store condiments. I'd love to be able to make my own, but I don't have enough budget or time on my hands.
Yeah. One day.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are supporting local farmers that no further than 150 k's out of Joburg. Why? What was that all about?
Well, to be honest, I grew up on a farm, so I really know like how much effort people put into this sort of stuff, and I just think there's a lot of gems that haven't been discovered or that aren't used enough that are right on our doorstep, and pushing the sustainability factor, I just can't justify carting stuff across the country to put on a plate. It serves no other purpose except for feeding ourselves. So keeping it very micro and supporting those farmers, the guys are driving it in from 30 k's away, so it just makes a lot of sense.
Obviously it's more expensive, right, to bring in ingredients from further away, et cetera, which pushes prices up.
Yes, that too. I mean, take salmon, for example. It's all done on foreign exchange. So one day you're paying 15 rand to a euro, the next day you're paying 17 rand a euro. The restaurants pass it on, and you end up paying for your 200-gram slab of salmon.
Ridiculous prices, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So obviously you've developed this whole menu. Tell us, what is your favorite dish on the menu? Tough choices.
I'd have to say the two that I really enjoy. The first one is the mealy pap tart. So we've kind of merged the moultfouille, which is a French dessert there, with all the layers of puff pastry, and we've turned it into a mealy pap tart, because that was one of the things my oma made for me when I was a kid. So it's very nostalgic and playful.
Okay.
So we've just kind of given it a new twist. And I'd have to say the second is a dish that my sous chef Tavis came up with. It's a lamb belly roti.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and we make the roti with duck fat that we render down from other dishes, and it's just really cool. We just go wild with it. And
sounds really Weight Watchers friendly.
Yes. It's not something your cardiologist would advise.
But it tastes good.
It tastes good, yeah.
So now, obviously, this is sustainability and shopping local is something that's really close to your heart. How can I incorporate this into my life? I mean, I obviously can't come and eat with you every evening, but how can I change maybe what I'm doing as a consumer to support local?
The two things I suggest is season and source. So the next time you're wandering around a shop and you pick up something, just have a look at where it's made from. A lot of places will say where it comes from. And also check if it's packaged in South Africa. It's not necessarily made in South Africa or produced in South Africa. And then the second thing is checking the seasons. And one of the things that you can earmark with that is you'll get a lot of citrus from South Africa, and then all of a sudden you'll get lots of citrus from Spain.
And it'll say on the packaging, like it's from Spain or it's from France
Woolies are incredibly good with it. I mean, they'll tell you the asparagus is from Peru or this is from Zambia or whatever it is. So as soon as it starts coming from another country, generally means that it's out of season here and it's going to be a lot more expensive.
So generally the price, I mean, if others have gone from 15 rand to 40 rand, that would be like an indicator.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's where the alarm bells would go. There's not a lot of research that's needed. If you just find stuff that's from South Africa and you're supporting the South African farmers, I think it's important instead of us shipping our money out of the country unnecessarily.
Not to mention the carbon footprint and all that goes with it.
Yes, absolutely.
So if all restaurants were to start doing this, how do you think it would change our, not only the restaurant industry, but also the farmers and their industry? I mean, if we were to support local only, is that possible?
Yes, I think it is very possible. I think at the moment we're sort of very reactive, so it's kind of going up to the farm and saying, listen, what have you got for me? But I think once we get big enough and we get into big enough numbers, then we can start being proactive and It's nice from a farmer's perspective to know that, okay, I'm going to plant celery now, or celeriac now. It's going to be ready in 9 months, and I've got 7 restaurants that have already said, cool, we're going to take your celery, this is what we're going to do with it. And then as a chef, you can start planning, the farmer can start planning. He's not worried about trying to offload excess
waste stock. So
it just makes the system a little bit more efficient and lean and purposeful, because we're trying to be as efficient as possible with our resources. So I think once we get to a proactive stage, that's where we'll really start to get the momentum.
I think this is an absolutely amazing idea, and I love that even if you can't necessarily eat at Urbanology, you can do stuff in your local grocery shopping, which will support local suppliers and farmers. I think it's absolutely incredible. If you want to check out Urbanology and their Project 150 menu, you can head on through. They are open Mondays to Saturdays for lunch and dinner, and lunch only on Sundays. You will need to make a reservation. You can find out more information on their website, which is urbanology.co.za, or you can also give them a call on 011-492-1399. They are located in the One Fox precinct in Ferreira's Town in Joburg. Very, very cool. Now, as we know, Easter is heading our way, and if you're maybe looking for something cool to do on the long Easter weekend or something to entertain the kids, I have got all your Easter goings on to share with you. So if you're down in Cape Town and you are looking for something fun to do on Easter Sunday, the 21st of April, why not book a spot in the beautiful Franschhoek Winelands at Grand Provence Heritage Wine Estate? They're going to be hosting an Easter picnic from 12 until 4 on Easter Sunday. There's going to be an Easter egg hunt for the little ones, some live music, and a wide variety of delicious treats. Kids will also be entertained with a giant Easter egg decorating, face painting, a jumping castle, and a load of lawn games. And adults can look forward to a more laid-back afternoon with some fine Grand Provence wines and an Easter food basket filled to the brim with delicious treats. Entry is free, but you do need to book your Easter picnic baskets ahead of time. They are 800 Rand per double, 400 Rand per single, and 300 Rand for kids under the age of 10. You can give Grand Provence a call on 021-876-8600, or you can also drop them an email, reservations@grandprovence.co.za. Looks absolutely stunning, and those beautiful mountains as a backdrop. If you're down in the Cape, that looks absolutely spectacular. If you're also down in Cape Town, another one, the entire weekend from 19 to 22 April, visitors to the Steenberg Wine Tasting Room are going to be welcomed with a decadent Easter marshmallow before enjoying their wine tasting. You can also head on over to Katerina's restaurant. The executive chef, Kerry Kilpin, will delight young and old with her fabulous Easter Sunday lunch menu, complete with a dessert table of her signature sweet temptations. Kids are also going to have a fun-filled Easter egg hunt. There is loads on the go. Easter lunch menu is available on Sunday, 21st of April, for 550 Rand per person for adults and 300 Rand for kids under the age of 12. And the restaurant will be open the whole weekend, and as will the wine tasting room. So you can find out more by giving them a call, 021-713-7178, or reservations@katerinasrestaurant.co.za. That's to book your lunch. That looks absolutely fantastic. If you're down in Durban and you're looking for something to do with the little ones, Africa's largest Easter egg hunt is going to be taking place at Ushaka Marine World Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of April from 9 in the morning until 2 p.m. And there's loads of fun activities on the go as well. So you're going to get a map. You're going to go around and go and find all your eggs. There's entrance to Wet and Wild and SeaWorld for the whole day. Bring the whole family. Come and relax at Ushaka Marine World. And you can also meet their Ocean Warrior mascots as well. Limited tickets are available from CompuTicket. They range from 186 to 159 Rand. And there's a whole bunch of other discounts and fun stuff on the go as well. Tickets are available on CompuTicket.com. Or you can also give Ushaka Marine World a call on 031-328-8000 during office hours. So that is next Saturday and Sunday at Ushaka Marine World. Loads of Easter fun on the go countrywide, of course, and I think everyone is just looking forward to a lovely long weekend and relaxing with friends and family, so do enjoy. So last but not least, you know I love to give things away, and I've got three incredible competitions running this week. First up, I have a wine hamper from Steenberg Wine, valued at 835 Rand to give away. It is all white wines, the Steenberg Sauvignon Blanc 2018, the Steenberg Rattlesnake 2018, and Steenberg The Black Song 2018, two bottles of each, to make up your case of wine. If you would like to enter all my competitions, you need to head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and then select which competition you'd like to enter and comment right at the bottom of the post and answer the question. The super easy question for this one is to tell me who you plan on sharing this awesome wine hamper with. Competition closes 15th of April, and you need to reside within the greater Johannesburg area because I need to drop off the wine with you in person. Then, if you are a whiskey or a gin lover, then you would like to enter to win a set of four tickets valued at 1,120 Rand to Whiskey and Gin Live in Cape Town. Don't worry, Durban. Don't worry, Joburg. Your competitions are coming up a little later in the year. The Cape Town show is being held at the Lookout on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of May. And one lucky listener will get to win this set of four tickets to go through, take three of their friends, and go and enjoy some incredible whiskey and gin. So you need to comment below the Whiskey and Gin Live competition post and let me know where the event is being held and also what your favorite whiskey is. Competition closes 26th of April, so make sure to enter on heatherhook.com. And last but not least, calling all theatre buffs, if you would like to see Equus, which is coming to the Petiterin Theatre at Monte Cassino in May, then you need to enter online. This is an iconic psychological thriller, which is written by Peter Schaefer and stars Graham Hopkins as psychiatrist Dr. Martin Dysart and Sven Roigrok as 17-year-old Alan Strang. It is quite a bit of a mind bender, and there's quite a controversial nude scene in it, so this is definitely not for under 18s, but I have heard great things about it, and I've wanted to see the show since I was in London and I saw that it was on stage in London. So I'm very, very excited that it is coming to the Petiterin Theatre in May. So you need to enter that competition and comment below the post and tell me where the show is being held and why you would also love to see Equus. Easy peasy. That is it for this week. Remember, everything that I've spoken about today on the show is available on my website, heatherhook.com. You can head over there at any time and find out more information, ticket prices, booking links. Everything is available there for your reading pleasure. That is it from me for this week. Have an absolutely spectacular weekend, and I will be back with you next week on Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.